Many cities, states, and countries around the globe are having the debate of how long lockdown should continue and when stay-at-home orders should be lifted. But what if your home is an oil tanker or a cargo carrier? You can't get off. There's nowhere to go. 750,000 crew members aboard these vessels are finding they can't go home. Let me repeat that number. 750,000 crew members out at sea right now. Nick Chubb is a former ship's navigator. He's currently director for the maritime technology intelligence platform, Theseus, and joins us from London. So what's going on here, Nick? Why can't crew members get off the ships?
Of the world's 1.5 million seafarers, around half are at sea at any one time, and then half are at home waiting to join into a ship. And when you join a ship, you stay for anywhere between 3 and 9 months for most ocean-going ships. Each month, around 100,000 seafarers either get off the ship or join a ship. And it's actually quite a big logistics operation in itself, moving all of those people around the world. Obviously, since the lockdown began, we've had a whole load of seafarers who are reaching the end of their contract, unfortunately having to stay on board the vessel because they're just simply, their relief can't get to the ship. And potentially in some cases, even worse, is they've managed to get off the ship, but they're stuck in a foreign port because there are no flights home. So it's quite a serious situation.
Earlier this month, a spokesperson for the International Chamber of Shipping said that there could be terrible accidents at sea if shipping crew changes continue to be blocked. So aside from things like oil spills, what accidents could he be referring to?
Driving a ship or navigating a ship, it's a bit like flying a plane. It's quite a complex job, and there's a lot to it, and it takes a lot of teamwork and a lot of communication, not just on board your own vessel, but also with other vessels in the area. And if you've been on board a ship for any particular length of time, you'll find that fatigue starts to set in. You'll be working a watch shift pattern that might be 4 hours on or 6 hours on and then 8 or 6 hours off. And over time, that builds up. And as people extend beyond their normal contract length, it's a bit like a pilot being asked to fly a plane longer than they should be.
Can these vessels dock anywhere right now, or are they literally floating around with nowhere to go?
It completely depends on the situation. To be clear, most ships are docking, which is why we're all still able to get food and clothes and the goods that we need. It's just that the crews can't get off where they dock, or if they can't get off, they get stuck in the city. So actually, incredibly, the hundreds of thousands of seafarers out there who are working incredibly hard, keeping our supply chains moving, we're all dependent upon them. But when it actually comes to us being able to sort of pay them back by sending them home, we can't do it. And that's the real problem. So the ships are moving around the world and trade is flowing. But the people who make it happen are suffering as a result.
So in your prior job, Nick, you worked on one of these vessels, an oil tanker specifically, and you were at sea for long stretches of time. What's that like? And I'm wondering if you could kind of extrapolate the kind of pressure these seafarers are under right now with coronavirus.
There's a kind of running joke in the industry that being at sea is a bit like being in prison, except there's no TV. It's quite a good analogy. You can't get TV or radio signal. There's no internet on the vast majority of these ships. And the conditions on board can vary from being very comfortable to being pretty cramped and not great food. And it just completely varies from shipping company to shipping company. So certainly being away from home for an extended period of time, I was once away for 4 months and I found that my contract was being extended by another 3 weeks. And just on a psychological and emotional level, I found that incredibly difficult to deal with. So I've just got no idea how these people who have been away for 9 months already and are being told that there's no end in sight for them, how that must feel.
Nick Chubb in London. He's a director for the maritime technology intelligence platform, Theseus. Thanks for being with us, Nick.
Thanks, Marco.